So what did you do during the war? I kind of accidentally almost blew up the president. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, where accidents happen. I'm Brady. It's Monday, November 14th. Today in 1943, a U.S. Navy ship almost caused a gigantic accident by inadvertently launching a torpedo at the President of the United States. The ship was officially known as the USS William D. Porter. Sailors nicknamed it the Willie D. It was an extremely new ship with an extremely new crew, but it was chosen to be part of an extremely important mission, accompanying President Franklin Roosevelt on a trip across the Atlantic Ocean to meet with the other leaders of the Allied powers in Tehran. Before the trip even began, the Willie D. backed into a neighboring ship and knocked out important equipment with its anchor. The next night, while at sea, someone on board accidentally set off a depth charge. But the worst was still to come. The president was on the USS Iowa, and as a former assistant secretary of the Navy, he wanted to see how the ships did what they did. He asked to see how the Iowa would respond to a simulated air attack, and the ship fired its guns at weather balloons. Some 6,000 yards away, the crew of the Willie D started a simulation of their own. They were going to take practice torpedo shots at the Iowa. The crew set up the torpedo tube so that torpedoes would just explode once launched. Except that the men in charge of those safety measures forgot to prep one of the torpedo tubes. So when they fired on the Iowa, they actually fired on the Iowa. What's worse, the entire four-ship convoy had been maintaining radio silence while at sea. So the Willie D hesitated in warning the convoy that it had just accidentally tried to torpedo the ship carrying the president. Finally, they did radio in. The Iowa sped up and the live torpedo detonated in the water, but it was still a very close call. The military arrested the entire crew of the Willie D, but President Roosevelt insisted that because it was just a mistake, no one should be punished. By the way, when the president heard that there was a torpedo headed right toward his ship, he asked that his wheelchair be brought right up to the railing so he could see what was happening. You can learn more about the Willie D and its near miss on FDR at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, how do you get a giant ancient drawing to cover up? That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is listener-powered thanks to our backers on Patreon.
For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show,
previews of upcoming episodes,
and the chance to add their own messages to the show.
Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird.
Visit patreon.com/Brady Carlson
and thanks.
Welcome back. This month in 1932, the UK's Home Office got a complaint about the Cerne Abbas Giant. That's a 180-foot-tall, unclothed male figure carved into a hill in Dorset. The writer asked the government to do something about the figure and its, quote, impassioned obscenity. I'm Brady. They wrote back and said there was nothing they could do. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.